good afternoon to everybody. It's good to see so many visitors. I was noticing, Todd will appreciate this, last night I was noticing the moon. We're 13 weeks away from the Passover, so that's approaching. It's getting closer and closer. I'd like to explain something about Fun Night. It's I proposed it 2 years ago, and what it's designed for is to help to, and the reason I'm sitting down here before I go on is because I hurt my knee, and I don't believe I could stand up. So it's designed to help our congregation develop a closer relationship with our children. That's what it's designed for. It's not just to have fun. It's to develop a relationship with our children because they're a very important part of our congregation. And I appreciate that song that Brandon sang, that God is calling children. And they're just a very important part of what goes on here. Okay. Let me get my bearings here. I'm going to be talking about animals, as you can tell from my desktop. I titled the talk Amazing Animals. I'd like to go to these scriptures here to start with Genesis 1. I believe Brian was in Genesis 1 2 weeks ago, and I think Jim even spoke in Genesis 1 last week. It's kind of dovetail together a little bit, and I had planned to go here for a long time. Genesis 1, verse 24 through 35. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and the beasts of the earth after his kind." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created the land animals on day six, and then he created man on the same day, and he gave man dominion over them. Down in verse 29, it says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you," he's talking to mankind, "every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. And God saw everything they had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and morning were the 6 days. So the way I understand that, God gave mankind fruits and vegetables and things to eat, so we were to be vegetarians to start with, and he did the same thing for the animals. He gave them the herbs. So I take that as meaning there wasn't meat eaters at the beginning of creation. Another reason I take it that way, it says that God says it was very good. I don't think God thinks that tearing meat apart and eating it is very good. But anyway, things changed after Adam and Eve sinned. Apparently there was a change in the nature of animals, and they started to fight each other. And it definitely changed in Genesis 9:2, so you can turn there. And the nature of animals and mankind in the beginning were friendly towards each other. At least I read it that way. But something changed after the flood, and after the curse and after the flood. Genesis 9, I'll start in verse 1. "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered." In verse 3 it says, "And every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herbs have I given you all things." So God said it was okay to eat meat at that time. Well, anyway, let's go to Isaiah 11. This is a section of scriptures that really gave me the idea to come up with this message. Isaiah 11. Read this almost every year at the feast, Tabernacles. Isaiah 11, and I'll start in verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And then it goes on to talk about how the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge. Down in verse 5, it says, and righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And here, 6 through 9 is really what I want to read. And the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. So lions, something's going to happen to their digestive system, their eating habits, they're going to eat straw. It doesn't say they're going to be eating meat. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And I also, well, before I turn to Matthew, I think it was like 4 or 5 weeks ago, one of the children in the congregation came in toting their Winnie the Pooh collection. They had Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore, and I forget whatever else. Well, I have my animal collection in here. Let me see if I can get this right. I believe this was given to me out in Indiana, and I think it was 2002, Catherine, or 2002. Someone must have read this scripture during the sermon or a message, and I said, well, I want to have an elephant when I'm in the kingdom. So they got me an elephant. That was 2002. And the next animal I got, and I won't be talking about it, grab these all out of here, was the year I had brain surgery. I had brain surgery in 2004. And I said, I'd like to have a dinosaur. So they got me this dinosaur. I won't be talking about dinosaurs, but they're pretty, as far as the architecture goes in and their bones and stuff, they're pretty amazing. And then I also got another dinosaur that year from my friends Gary and Petra and Christopher and Jenny. They got me that dinosaur. Now, the best I can remember, this was given in 2005. Is that what we decided this morning? When I was at Chattanooga, I got a giraffe. Then 2006, my family didn't get me anything, but it has become somewhat a tradition for some reason, but my friend Christopher, he got me a lion. So I got a lion there, and then this last year, I don't know if I asked for an ostrich or not, but I got one. I asked for one, okay. So that's my animal collection there. So, we're going to be talking about amazing animals. Here's a cheetah and a cow. And there's a tiger and a lion. And there's a grizzly bear and her cub. And there's some elephants. And there's a platypus. Now, if you were paying attention to my desktops for the last 8 weeks, you would have been noticing that I kept changing them. I kept having different animals on. The first week I had camels. Then I had some donkeys and sheep. Then I had a herd of ibexes. I don't know how good you can see them up there on rocks. And then this animal here has horns, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but O-Y-R-X. And I had some giraffes in the sunset. A lion. 2 ostriches, and a polar bear. I really like that polar bear picture. That's beautiful to me. What I did a number of weeks ago, I asked the children what their favorite animal was, the children in the congregation. Now, I'm sorry to any of you visitors, I didn't have time to ask your children, or I would have, but I didn't do that in purpose. I just didn't have time. So I asked, the children are different animals. Well, I asked Haley's dad what her favorite animal was, and he said she favors a cat. And by the way, I don't like cats, so I'll just let you know right up front. But she said, her father said a cat, and I like the majesty of the tigers and the lions, though, so I stuck them in. When anybody said cats, and a lot of people said cats, the next person was Justin, and he's very loud and clear, said, kitty cat. No question in his mind. So I got a lion or tiger for him. Yeah. And then Leah's next. Now, Leah, she said bird. Now, I don't think what I'm going to show is quite what she had in mind, but it is a bird, an ostrich. So, and Nathan, he said a cow. I got a cow there for him. And then Andrew, when I was asking Andrew, he was muddling around it a little bit, if I remember, but his dad had helped him out and said, well, you like a camel. So got Andrew here with a camel. And I got him bounced, the camel bouncing in, because he's always bouncing around, Andrew. Now, Ryan's next. Now, Ryan actually had three favorite animals. He told me a dolphin, he told me a sea lion, and he told me a bear. Well, I didn't really want to deal with anything that was in the ocean, so I picked the bear for him. So he has a bear. And I really like that picture of that polar bear. And Katie, she had two animals too. She had a zebra and a giraffe, but I ended up picking the giraffe. I like that picture of that giraffe. Now, Christopher, when I asked him, I called him up this week to find out, and he told me a cheetah. That's a pretty neat picture there. And then Jennifer, here's another one of these cat. I don't like cats. You'll hear that again. But I do like this tiger picture. They're very majestic. And the next one's Ian. And again, Ian said cat. And as only Ian can do, he said, well, why do you want to know that? Well, Ian, this is why I wanted to know, because I was going to do this. But I picked a lion for you, Ian. And let's see. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to play a little bit of a game. I'm going to ask what animal. I'm going to give some questions up here and some traits of the animal, and if you can guess what it is, just shout out, and if you can't, we'll just go through more questions. This animal can live 10 years, sleeps up to 18 hours a day. What was that? Cat? Well, yeah, that's getting close at least. Can run 40 miles an hour for a short distance. No, not a bunny. Do you know what it is, Ryan? Nope, it's not a cheetah, excuse me. It can leap 40 feet and jump 12 feet high. Let me see here. I believe you're right. I believe it is. Nope, it's not a tiger, but it's close. It's mentioned in the Bible over 150 times.
Lion?
You got it. It's a lion. It's a symbol of strength and courage. So it's a lion. I wanted to point out to the lion that was in Ian's picture had a mane. That was a male lion. They're the only ones that have manes. Lions are the only cat that live in a group, and they call those groups a pride. And females do most of the hunting, and they were favorite animals of the ancient Assyrians and Babylonians, and they're also favorite animals of the zoos that we have today. Okay, what animal can live 25 years, can go weeks without drinking, it can even go longer than a camel, can run 30 to 35 miles an hour, has a 2.5 foot long heart, has no vocal cords, nope, not a cheetah, has a tongue 18 to 21 inches long and can use it like a hand. Anybody? Okay. No. This next question gives it away. It's the tallest known animal. And it also can kill a lion with a kick of its legs. I've even read some of the sources, at least one of the sources, where it can kick a lion's head off. That's a pretty powerful kick. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. It eats for 16 to 20 hours a day. Yeah, it's a giraffe. It sleeps mostly standing up for about 20 to 30 minutes a night. And we know it's a giraffe. There's two bouncing in, and there's three of them. Now, giraffes they're extremely neat as far as the way God designed them. And they usually drink in shifts because at least one giant will be watching, because they kind of get down like this when they drink, and they're really awkward to get back up. So to protect each other, they'll sleep in shifts, and if someone's coming to fight them, they'll warn each other. They have excellent vision. They get most of their water from plants that they eat, and they usually sleep standing up. For the same reason, it's awkward for them to get back up, and it would take too long. They have a respiratory system that's a third of ours, because if it was the same as ours, they would get windburn going down their throat when they're running 35 miles an hour. Their heart weighs 24 pounds, has 3-inch thick muscle walls, and it's probably the most powerful heart of all the animals. It needs to have that power because it needs double the pressure to pump blood up the neck. And it's neck's pretty amazing. The valves as far as that deliver the blood to its neck and to its body. When they bend down to get a drink, if it didn't have special valves in, it would actually blow its head out. You know, the blood would rush down its head and blow its brains out. So there's valves all along the neck there designed to slow the blood down. And then also when it gets up, if those valves weren't there, it would faint due to lack of oxygen. Well, at the base of the brain, there's a system of blood vessels that are kind of like a sponge. And when they go down, the blood will be absorbed into that sponge. And when they get up, it'll squirt a little blood in the brain so they don't faint. And it's pretty cool. NASA studied the giraffe to come up with the spacesuits because their legs, the skin is extremely tight in their legs. It helps force the blood up their legs. And so NASA studied that to come up with a spacesuit. And another interesting fact about the giraffe is they have the same amount of neck muscles as you and I, 7. And from what I read, all mammals have 7 neck muscles. Or neck bones, excuse me. If I said muscles, I meant bones. Even a mouse has 7. So I assume that's true. They have 500 pounds of muscles and tendons to make that neck work. And that's astounding to me. As far as their sleeping, one source I listened to said they sleep 5 minutes at a time, 20 minutes a day. I don't know what it is exactly. I saw 20 minutes, I saw 30 minutes in a source. Another amazing fact about them is they're born their feet first in the back, their hind feet first in the back, because if they were born head first, they'd break their neck. So God designed them. It's amazing how God designs things, I think. Well, there's something about a giraffe. It would be a great third shift worker. Just would be. And we got 2 third shift workers here, Ray and I. So there's one of them. And there's the other one. Todd, you're going to have to show me how to doctor them up. That took me hours to do. Okay, the next animal. What animal can live up to 30 years, can outrun a horse a short distance, it's mainly a vegetarian, can smell dead animals up to 18 miles away, has no enemy. Did you say cheetah again? You have cheetah for everyone. No, it's not a cheetah. Has no enemies other than man. Marks their territory by clawing trees.
Bear.
It's a bear. It's a grizzly bear. And before I give any more interesting facts about bears, I'm going to go right to polar bears. They live up to 20 to 25 years. They're the largest of all the bears. They're the best swimmer of all the bears. They can swim over 50 miles without resting. And their hairs are hollow and act as a heat conductor to help insulate their bodies. I think that's a pretty cool picture, too. Oh, as far as their swimming, I read, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, that they can swim 6 miles an hour. They're a good swimmer. Okay, bears, they go into hibernation, and they'll have their babies during that time period when they're in the hibernation. They need to nurse their babies for 5 months, but they never drink a drop of water. Now, that's, if any of you women have tried to nurse babies during atonement, you know that that's pretty difficult if you aren't drinking. So what happens is in the bear, the fat that they store up before they go into hibernation breaks down, and each gram of fat gives off a gram and a half of water. And that's how they're able to feed their babies. And also during the time period that they're hibernating, they don't go to the bathroom at all, and all that extra fluid is recycled back into their bodies. And another amazing thing about them is they only lose 20% of their strength during that five-month period. A human being would lose 90% of his strength in the same amount of time if we didn't use our muscles. And they don't quite understand why that is. They've had hooked up some monitors up to bears when they're in hibernation. They, for some reason, they go into violent chills, and they think that's like an isometric, and that's what helps them to maintain their strength. Bears are pretty neat creatures. They're designed very. God has designed them very uniquely. Now, what animal can live 25 years? Loves the water. In the wild, they are only found in Asia. Christopher, it's not a cheetah. No, it's not a hippo. No two have the same stripes. That's right, it's a tiger. It's the largest of the cat family. It's a tiger. And this is stretching out. That's what I'd like to do right now, because I only got about 10 minutes of sleep today. Feel like the draft. Oh, some interest. Well, I really don't have a whole lot about giraffes as far as interesting thing, other than their stripes help them to blend into their surroundings and allow them to move within 30 feet of their prey before they attack. Okay, now the next animal. What animal can live up to 70 years? Can run 35 miles an hour? It has the most powerful immune system of any animal. That's right. People can ride it. Can go 40 days without food or drink. It's the largest living bird in the world. An ostrich. Now, some interesting facts about ostrich. Some more. They lay the largest eggs. They also have the biggest eye of the birds. Their eye is bigger than some hummingbirds. They do use their wings. They use their wings to scare their enemies and to help them slow down when they're running 35 miles an hour. And they also use them to help them cool their body off. They have blood vessels in their wings, and when they flap them, it helps them to cool off their body. And they can kick powerful enough to kill a lion also. God designed him with some wonderful traits. Now, the next animal, what animal can live up to 70 years, loves water, has excellent hearing, rolls in the dust to protect itself from heat and insects.
Elephant.
That's right, it's an elephant. It's the largest living land mammal. Has big ears. It's the elephant. Well, now, there's two different types of elephants. Get this elephant down here. One's the Asian. One's the African. Now, does anybody know how you tell the difference between the two? Jenny? Well, yeah, somebody said the ears. That's right. Yeah, but see the size of the ears in the African and Asian? The Africans have the big ears. And the big ears that they have are they don't sweat. Elephants don't sweat, but they have blood vessels like the ostrich has in its wing in their ears, and they can flap their ears, and that cools them down. It can cool them down as much as 10 degrees in a few minutes. And their trunk, they can smell with their trunk. They use their trunk to eat, to drink, to bathe, and to work. They can lift a 500-pound log with their trunk. And their trunk weighs 300 pounds. It has six major muscle groups, but about 100,000 muscle units. It's pretty astounding. And another interesting thing about elephants is when they walk along the river, you know, they'll sink in, their foot will sink in 3 to 4 feet in the mud. Well, if we would sink in that much with our legs and had boots on, we wouldn't be able to pull out. Well, God designed them that when they lift their leg up, their leg decreases inside, and they just pull right out. It's real easy. It's just amazing. They also, one thing, I don't have any really good slides, but their tusks that they have are actually teeth. But if you watch any documentaries or films or anything and see elephants with tusks, look and see which one looks wore down more. They're either right or left dominant, so they'll use the one side to the other, and the one that they use will get broke and stuff. They have long memories. If an elephant dies, like one of their elephants dies, they'll somewhat mourn over it, but then years later, if they go by and there's a bone or something, they'll actually pause and just like they're give memorial service, whatever, I don't know, but they have really long memories. They're really neat animals. God really did something when he designed them. Okay, now, what animal has lived up to 50 years, can eat almost anything, vegetation, meat, or bone, can carry over 900 pounds, but it's usually more like 400 and some, can travel 80 to 120 miles a day carrying a rider, can lose up to 30% of its body weight in water. You got it. I was just ready to flip it. It's a camel. The camel has two rows of eyelashes to help protect it from the sand. It also has an extra third eyelid, and this eyelid will go back and forth on its eye, and it acts like a windshield wiper to get the sand and the dust off. They can also close that, and it'll protect it from the sand. They can often, because of that mechanism, they can often see well enough to keep walking in a storm. Their ears are covered in hair. Even the inside of their ears are covered in hair so that sand and dust doesn't get in, and their nostrils are lined with hair for the same purpose. There's two different types of camels. The Arabian camel is the one with one hump. Two major types. There's one that's also bred to ride and for speed. I forget what that's called right now. I guess, does anybody know how to pronounce that one? Sound good to me. That's the one with the two humps. That's the Asian, more in Asia. Also, another thing, camels, they'll use their fur to make rugs and clothing. And I don't know what book it's in, but John the Baptist had a garment made of camel hair. So they're really interesting. I'd like to read a few things here. I guess I can see good enough of how they can survive without water. In the wintertime, camels can gather enough moisture from the plants that they eat to go as much as 50 days without water. However, in the summertime, they may only go 5 days without water. But camels are capable of losing safely 30% of their body weight in water, which would kill any other animal. And it has four ways in which they do that here. I'm going to go to the fourth way. The camel's blood contains 90% water, just like humans. But during dehydration, their blood can lose up to 40% of its water safety. According to doctors, human blood must stay close to 94% water. If we would lose 5% of the water, we would go blind. At 10%, you can't hear and you go insane. And at 12%, your blood would thicken as much as molasses and be unable to circulate and you'd die. And another thing about the camels, they're able to drink like 30 gallons of water in 10 minutes. Scientists have found a camel's stomach empty 10 minutes after he drank 20 gallons. If any other animal did that, it would get water intoxication and it'd probably die. But the camel is able to do that. It's just amazing. Another thing about camels is they don't sweat either. But they instead they allow their body temperature to rise and fall. It can be as low as 97.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 107.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's a 10 degree swing in Fahrenheit. If human beings, if our temperature goes up 2 degrees Fahrenheit, it's a sign of illness. And if it goes up 6%, it will result in vital organ damage and eventually death. Camels are just really neat. God just really designed them in a special way. Now, the next animal. What animal? I like the way that bounces in. Can live up to 12 years. Has been tamed by man and used as a hunting aid for 4,000 years. A what? No. Christopher, what do you think it is? No. What do you think it is, Christopher? Cheetah. Can retract their claws. They cannot retract their claws. And they're the fastest land animal in the world. They can run up to 70 miles an hour. And it's the cheetah. That's a pretty nice picture. The next animal. I really don't have any interesting facts about the cheetah. But what animal lives on every continent? And I read this in the encyclopedia, and I just wrote it down, but I'm thinking, I'm not too sure it lives in Antarctica. I don't really think it does. Important source of power in some countries. It's important to farms. Provides material for shoes. What? Yeah, that's right. Provides milk. Provides meat. Cattle or cows. One thing I found about cows, their stomach's pretty interesting, but I really didn't read up on that. But their digestive system, actually. But one thing I found out that I didn't know before is a cow doesn't have any cutting teeth. So when they go to get grass, they bite the grass and then they have to rip it up with their neck to get it up. I didn't know that before. What animal? This can live 10 years. Spends much of its time in the water. Nope. Has a leathery, duck-like bill.
Platypus.
That's right, a platypus. It finds food by sensors on its bill that can read the electrical impulses of its prey. Because when it goes underwater, it has flaps that close that it can't see. And flaps in its nostrils that it can't breathe. So it has like a sonar system to detect the electrical impulses in shrimp and the other things that it eats. The males are three times larger than the females, and they have poisonous spurs on their hind legs. I read somewhere the poison is strong enough to kill a dog. They have fur and a tail like a beaver. They lay eggs. There's one other mammal that lays eggs, and I think it's some kind of anteater, I believe, and I forget the name, and I don't even think I can pronounce it, so that's why I'm not even going to try. It has webbed feet. Its nicknames, bitten pieces mammal. Babies feed on milk that oozes out of their mother's belly. Their mothers don't have nipples, so it just oozes out of their belly. It's kind of amazing. Scientists first thought it was a fake. And a platypus. Okay. I mentioned that. Now I'm going to let Brad play a song. It's by a man named Buddy Davis. It's a song about a platypus. I'll put it up here. It's called "It's Designed to Do What It Does Do." And I think everything I went over is designed to do what it does do. And I just think it fits very well with the message. So whenever you want to start it, Brad, the words are up here, and the last bottom line's the chorus.
Well, the Lord must have had a whole lot of fun when he took several critters and made them into one. He made the critter and put it in a river. It is down under in Australia. It's designed to do what it does do. What it does do well, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I think it does. Do you? I do. Hope you do, too. Do you? On day six, God created it strange when he took this and that from several things. It's a mammal like a kangaroo, bringing our poison and gives no clue. It's designed to do what it does do. What it does do well, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I think it does. Do you? I do. Hope you do, too. Do you? I think the Lord laughed when he put on the fur. With a chuckle, he gave it a rooster's fur. It's got a duck-like beak, a beaver's tail and beak, and it lays eggs down by the creek. It's designed to do what it does do. What it does do well, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I think it does. Do you? I do. Hope you do, too. Do you? It makes evolutionists scratch their heads. What on earth is that? They said, it's a platypus. What a grand design. It does what it does and it does do fine. It's designed to do what it does do. What it does do well, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I think it does. Do you? I do. Hope you do, do you?
Well, I'm going to have one more slide here, and you can turn to Ezekiel 34:23-30, and I'll close with that. I wanted to mention, I don't know how many weeks ago it was, but it was a while ago. I was talking to one of the young members in the congregation, and I said to him, well, what would you like to hear a sermon about? And I suggested animals, and she said, I didn't want to say she, but I did. I wanted to keep her name anonymous, but you'll probably guess who it is. Anyway, she said, yeah, that would be nice, but it should be short. That, I heard that loud and clear. I hope this was short enough. I'm not sure it was. But Ezekiel 34, this is the section where Ezekiel's talking about unfaithful shepherds, and then he talks about the shepherd of God. I want to pick it up in verse 23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, and he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease. Here it says, it will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land. So it will be a time when the animals aren't evil anymore. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. And I will make them, and the places round about my hills, a blessing. And I will cause the showers to come down in his seasons. There shall be showers of blessings. And the trees of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land. and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hands of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them. It won't happen anymore when God's kingdom is set up. But they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And down in verse 30, thus shall they know that I am the Lord their God, and with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord God. And you, my flock, and the flock of my pasture are men, and I am your God, thus says the Lord God. And in that day, the knowledge of the Lord will be as the waters cover the sea. So everybody enjoy fun night tonight, and let's develop those close relationships with each other.